Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Welcome to Gospel Gold. That was Tremaine Hawkins with our theme song tonight. He's that kind of friend. I'm your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so very glad you have joined us tonight on this new night, new time of Gospel Gold, Monday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're so very glad you have joined us to be a part of the journey of Gospel Gold. Before we get started, I always like to tell you a little bit about Gospel Gold so that you will know. Gospel Gold is not just the music program. It is a program with a purpose. See, here at Gospel Gold, we believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given to the world, the unique combination of music and religion. Religion with a rhythm. When our first ancestors hit these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spiritual. It is rhythm that drives American music. The spirituals, and by extension gospel, the blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, and even hip-hop or rap today. The gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a melody of songs. It's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, and always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. So that's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. This is just not another music program. I am not a DJ. Rather, it is a program to preserve the history of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that our people have produced on these American shores have come through the adversities that we have overcome. We celebrate that in our music, and we celebrate that in the words of our songs. That is our format. That is what we do here on Gospel Go. Before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for allowing us to come through this medium. We pray, God, that something be said tonight or something be played tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This is a new night for us. We have changed our nights. We were coming on Sunday night, but now our new night is Monday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here's a song that says, whatever you need, God's got it. whatever you need, God's got it. During the course of this season, we will be featuring several gospel music artists to reacquaint you with some and introduce some to the sounds of these great artists in the past. Tonight, we're going to feature three gospel artists. And all of these artists have been very dynamic in the gospel music field, changers in the music industry. And we are very proud of our people for the great work that they have done, the beautiful music they have produced over the years. And one of those people is Reverend, the youngest brother of gospel vocalist and choir director Edwin Hawkins. Bishop Walter Hawkins was one of gospel's most successful performers. The leader of the Love Center Choir, Walter Hawkins led the group to 2 Dove Awards presented by the Gospel Music Association and multiple Grammy nominations. The group's debut album, Going Up Yonder, released in 1975, spent several months at the top of the gospel charts compiled by Billboard. Their second album, Love Alive, sold nearly 300,000 copies. This surpassed their third album, Love Alive 3, which topped the $1 million sales mark. They continued this success with Love Alive 4, released in 1989, which remained at the top of the Billboard charts for 39 weeks. In the early 70s, Walter Hawkins left the group to pursue a career of his own. After earning a Master of Divinity degree from the University of California in Berkeley, he founded the Love Center Church in Oakland. 2 years later, he returned to the Ephesian Church of God in Christ to record an album, Going Up Yonder, with the Love Center Choir. In addition to continuing to work with the Love Center Choir, Reverend Hawkins periodically collaborated with his brother and other family members. While he joined his brother to record an album with the Oakland Symphony, he wrote and produced that album, and he also wrote a song for his baby sister, Lynette, in 1985. That same year, he wrote and produced one tune, Everybody to Know. On the Search, this album debuted and became a great hit, along with his wife, Tremaine Hawkins. In 1988, he joined with the Hawkins family to record another album entitled Special Gift. 3 years later, he co-produced and served as musical director and arranger for a Grammy-winning album. Walter Hawkins succumbed to pancreatic cancer at his home in Ripperton, California, July 11, 2010, at the age of 61. We're going to play a few of his songs, this great gospel artist who gave us such wonderful music and who was an innovator in the gospel field. Walter Hawkins. We're going to listen to Never Alone, Until I Found the Lord, and Be Grateful. Walter Hawkins. If you want to expand your gospel library, I suggest you get some Walter Hawkins in your library. Great musician, great songwriter, great choir director, great gospel artist, Walter Hawkins. I want to take this time to invite you to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there and hit the like button. Be a part of the Gospel Gold community. There at the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find articles on various gospel artists. You'll also find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. And there you will find the link to the program each week. I want to remind you that all the programs on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means you can go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page at any time, click on the link, and you can hear the program for that particular link. We invite you to go there and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. That way we can stay in touch with you and you can stay in touch with us. You can also email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. Gospelgold, all one word, at songwriter, all one word, .net. We would love to hear from you. As you know, we have been going through this epidemic in our land. Many people have died and many people are very, very sick. So tonight I wanted to just play something for those who are going through, those who find themselves at the mercy of this coronavirus. We pray God's blessing upon you and we pray healing upon your body. I want to play something tonight recorded in 1993. Here is Charles Johnson and the Revivers. Until then, and you'll only hear it here or at Gospel Gold.
So plain to see, time getting shorter. Anyone can tell this world just cannot stand for the thing God created in their beauty. They are not destroyed by mortal man. Oh, but God is gonna raise him up a nation who will delight in him and do his perfect will. My friend, I feel the time is drawing nearer when we shall see our Savior as he is. But until then, I'll lift the name of Jesus. Until then, I'll his lost sheep to the fold. Oh, oh, I'll tell the world Jesus lives. He's still saved and he's still here. And you still can find sweet refuge for your soul. Any day now, I'm gonna move to my new mansion. It's custom built by Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. And when we gather around the throne with our Savior, we The sweet refuge by your soul. Yes, you can. Jesus is a refuge. Any day now, I'm gonna move to my new mansion. It's custom built by Jesus Christ. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus Christ. The King of Kings. One day after while, when we get Jesus.
Charles Johnson. Of course, he is one of the original members of the Sensational Nightingales. We will be doing a feature on the Sensational Nightingales later on this season. We still have a few minutes left. If you'd like to call us in the studio tonight, let us know how you enjoyed the program. You can dial 845-241-9893. 845-241-9893. The next artist I want to introduce you to is actually a duet. In the early 80s, Reverend F.C. Bonds and Sister Janice Brown put out a string of hits that were very popular, sold millions and millions of records. Of course, the one that everybody remembers is The Rough Side of the Mountain. But I wanted to feature them tonight, just a few songs if we have the time, because it is so important that we introduce Reverend F.C. Bonds to a new audience, those of you who may not have heard him. So we're going to listen to at least one, maybe two songs by Reverend F.C. Bonds, who is the patriarch of the Bonds family, great, uniquely talented African-American family, pastor of Redbud Holy Church in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. So let's listen to one or two of those songs.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'd be so glad if we can reach that home where we won't have to cry no more. No storm arise there. Sister Brown, tell us about it in your own way. Take your time and do it.
Yeah.
Well, beloved, looks like our time is about up. We thank you for yours. We hope that you will join us next Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Gospel Gold. God bless you. You have a good week. And continue to give God the praise. We're going to go home with Rough Side of the Mountain.
I'm striving, trying to make it through this barren land. Oh, yes, sir. But as I go from day to day,